Sheboygan. Welcome to another episode of SBD Roll Call. Today, we're going to be talking about the topic of winter parking and ordinances. We'll also touch a little bit on snow removal. My name is Officer Tom Aker. I'm here with Officer Bob Erickson.
How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing today?
I am just fine. Thanks, man.
We are a regular Bob and Tom crew today. Like I said, we're going to be going over the winter parking and ordinances. A lot of times people get confused, reference these winter parking rules, and
I would have to agree. I think after we go through this episode, hopefully the citizens understand the parking rules a little bit better, and also more importantly, why we have them. We're going to get into a lot of not only where you got to park your car in the wintertime, but why we're doing it the way we are.
Exactly.
And in the long run, it's better for safety of the city, the aesthetically pleasing nature of the city, and quite frankly, it's better for your vehicle. It lessens the chance your vehicle gets hit by another car. So I think that those are all three are positives right there.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be discussing some of the benefits to the winter parking rules and ordinances. First of all, what I'd like to do is go over with you, Bob, the general winter parking rules and snow emergencies. We'll go over the general winter parking rules. This does not include snow emergencies at this time, but what we want to talk about is the everyday snow parking rules. Okay. Like I was saying, what we'd like to do is talk about the winter parking rules. And one simple rule that you can think about is winter parking rules are from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. So what you want to do is park for tomorrow. That's the main rule that you want to obey, is always park for tomorrow. So if tomorrow's going to be an even day, then you're going to park on one side of the street, and if tomorrow's an odd day on the calendar, you're going to park for another side of the street. What I'd like to do is have Officer Bob Erickson talk a little bit more about that.
Well, thank you, Tom.
No problem, sir.
Basically, if we look at the city is set up, as far as addresses go, the city is set up so that either on the north side of an east and west going street, or on the west side of a north-south street, the addresses are all even numbers. And reverse of that, on the east side and on the south side, the addresses are all odd numbers. Now, the great thing about this rule we're going to get into, you don't really even need to know your directions. You just need to know what side of the street you live on as far as whether or not that is an even or odd number to go with this, okay? Most people are asleep between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. Obviously, there's always going to be exceptions. Cops are one of them. But if we figure that you're a person that's going to be asleep during those hours and probably is going to be asleep before midnight, what you can do if you need to park your car in the street overnight before you go to bed is make sure you're parking for tomorrow. So let's say today is the 10th of January. Tomorrow would obviously be the 11th. If you're leaving your car out overnight on the street, you need to park it on the odd side of the street because the 11th is an odd number. So obviously, if you're going to be in bed by midnight, you want to park for tomorrow, and that's most people. If you're one of those people that works kind of a weird shift, then you kind of have to adjust and just keep in mind that winter parking rules are in effect from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. And so during those hours, the vehicle will need to be on the same side of the street as whatever kind of day it is. So basically on January 11th of 2013, between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., all vehicles need to be on the odd side. Again, it gets a little bit confusing, admittedly, for people that work odd shifts, but for the average day citizen who is going to be in bed by midnight and maybe has to leave their car on the street, just remember, park for tomorrow. Come 6 a.m., you can move your car to wherever you would like.
Yeah. So even for those people with the odd schedules, wherever that 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., wherever that lands on the calendar day, that's what side of the street you're going to be parking on. Also, I do have to advise that the street postings where they say no parking restrictions, they're actually not under the alternate side parking rules. So if you have a street with no parking restrictions posted, you actually are not under the alternate.
And how is that going to be posted, Tom?
Well, that's going to be posted on a clearly marked no parking restrictions sign that you can find on the side of the road. All right, Sheboygan, now that we got the winter parking rules on a day-to-day basis taken care of, now we're going to get a little more complicated here, Bob, and we're going to go into the snow emergency rules. Okay, so what we're talking about is when there's a snow emergency declared. Now, Bob, how is the average person going to know that there is a snow emergency declared?
Well, first of all, too, I'd also like to explain exactly what a snow emergency is. A snow emergency is different than our normal winter park and roads that we just talked about. They're usually declared during the daytime. And this is when there is just such an inordinate amount of snow that the city, the Department of Public Works, I don't want to say has to go like into overdrive or anything like that, but obviously there's going to be more snow to clear than on your average winter day.
Sure.
The average citizen can find out about whether or not there's a snow emergency declared either by watching the local news or going to Channel 95 or Charter Channel 990, depending on how your TV is set up. You can also listen to WHBL at station AM 1330 on your radio. You can also call the city's info line at 920-459-3460. Again, that's 920-459-3460. And finally, you can check out the city's website, which I know we've talked about before.
Absolutely.
And that is www.ci.sheboygan.wi.us.
Okay.
And again, it's important to note that this is different than your normal winter parking rules. This transcends those. Like I said, usually snow emergencies are declared during the day. Quite frankly, it's always a good idea to check those sources I just rattled off when you know there's been a lot of snow and you're not sure. So by all means, you know, give a call to the city's info line or check up on those other stations that I talked about to make sure that you know what's going on as far as that stuff goes.
Sure.
So Tom, anyway, the snow emergency, obviously the rules are a little bit differently than normal winter parking. How exactly does this work? What does the average citizen have to do when there's a snow emergency declared?
Okay, when they find out that a snow emergency is declared, what they'll have to do is obviously look at their calendar again, just like the winter parking rules, okay? If snow emergency is declared on the 11th, let's just say, that would be an odd day, so they're gonna have to park on the east and south, okay? Now, when they park on the east and south, the odd sides of the street, they're gonna have to be watching for those plows to come through. Those plows will be coming down the west and the north sides and clearing those sides off first, obviously, because there's no cars parked there. What they'll have to do is, within 1 hour after that plowing happens, they're going to have to move their vehicle across the street to the other side, the west and north side of the street, to go ahead and clear the east and south side of the street for the plows to come through on that side. So it's one of those things, you guys are just going to have to watch for that plow to come through, and you guys have 1 hour to move your vehicles over to the other side of the street so that the plow can clear the other side. If there's a snow emergency declared, you're probably going to be watching out there anyways for those plows because you're going to be needing them.
So basically, it's a little bit the same as the winter parking rules go, where, again, citizen doesn't really need to know the cardinal directions, just know that if it's January 11th and the plows have not come through yet, they should park on the odd side because it's the 11th.
Absolutely.
Wait for the plow to come through and then move to the other side.
Yep.
If it's January 12th, which would be an even day, they should start on the even side and then wait for the plow to come through and go to the odd side. Is that
right, basically
the gist of it here, Tom?
Absolutely. That plow's going to come through on that odd side, and then you got an hour to move it over to the odd side so they can get the even side.
All right.
Not that big of a deal. Once you guys learn these rules, you guys are going to be golden.
And one thing, too, I would like to add also with the emergency, the snow emergency, I'm sorry. There are streets in the city that have signs designated that you can't park there during a snow emergency. And that those signs, period, if there's a snow emergency, you cannot park on that street. They tend to be the major streets in the city. Those parking signs are larger than other parking signs, so they're pretty easy to spot. But like I said, if it says no parking during a snow emergency, do not park on that street. Thankfully, snow emergencies tend to not last very long. As soon as the roads are cleared off, usually they're lifted. So
absolutely, you know, and that's a very important point, Bob, because we're going to be getting into why cities have winter parking rules, and honestly, it's to clear hazards like that. If you're parked on a street where there's absolutely no parking during a snow emergency, well, there's a reason. You know, the cities have deemed those to be very important routes throughout the city, and people can't be blocking those or becoming a hazard on those streets. So, again, like I said, what I'd like to touch is why we have these rules during the wintertime and why winter parking is important. Now, Bob, one of the problems with winter is the fact that you get these snow drifts and you have these narrowing streets if you don't have a good snow removal system throughout the city. And this can increase traffic accidents due to oncoming traffic, and it can also hinder emergency vehicle access.
Of course, yeah, of course.
To places like, you know, the fronts of buildings, alleys, things like that, and it's something that really needs to be removed so that emergency vehicles can have access and also people can have a safe lane to drive in. What I'd like to do is have you talk about the aesthetic value of having a good snow removal system throughout the city.
Well, sure. You know, we've talked in our previous podcast about the broken windows model policing. And that goes along with neighborhood policing. Basically, if a neighborhood looks good, it will tend to have lower crime than a neighborhood that does not look good. Now, obviously, in the winter time, there's things that we all need to do to pitch in to make our neighborhoods look good and to keep them aesthetically pleasing and go along with the broken windows model policing. I think parking, really, especially in the winter time, is one of them. For instance, where would you rather live? In a community where everything is well plowed and vehicles can get by?
Sure.
Or in a community where you have a road that's extremely narrow because the road is not plowed, you don't feel like it's safe to have your kids out going to and fro outside because the snow and the ice and the cars and the narrow roads. And also, who really wants to live in a neighborhood where there's cars that have been parked in the same location for so long that they're just completely plowed in and the snow is up to like the windows of the car? And we've all seen it in different cities.
Sure.
And let's face it, it just, you drive by there and you can, it's almost like that neighborhood has no pride in itself that they're leaving their vehicles out there like this.
Yeah.
And that also goes along with, you know, we've been talking about parking all day. The city always has a 24-hour parking ordinance, which says you can't keep a vehicle parked in the same spot on a street for over 24 hours.
Sure.
Those violations are easy to see in the wintertime. If you have a vehicle that's been parked and there's just snow totally piled up all around, it clearly has been there for more than 24 hours. So that's something else that us cops can take enforcement on then, too.
Sure.
And so, really, we need to keep in mind that, you know, that this all goes into the whole neighborhood policing thing and the broken windows model that we're looking at here. It's wintertime is obviously going to be different than summertime. But again, just think to yourself, do you really want to live in a community where there's just vehicles with just complete utter snow mounds around them, you know? Like, heaven forbid the abominable snowman comes out and starts breaking into somebody's car or something on this issue, so.
Well, I tell you what, and that brings us up to another thing, is when these vehicles become a hazard, or if people don't follow these winter parking rules or these snow emergency rules, what exactly happens? Well, I tell you what, there are fine amounts for not following the general winter parking rules is $25. And actually not obeying a snow emergency rule, parking rule is going to be a $50 fine. So they're pretty hefty fines, actually. I mean, they're upwards of the big cities, you know. But also with that is if your vehicle is found to be a hazard and it needs to be towed, you're also going to be charged those daily storage fees and the towing fees. So, you know, it's just one of those things that all of a sudden you wake up and your car's gone and it's in, you know, it's in the tow yard. Well, you're going to have some issues getting it back with the daily storage fees and the towing fees. The towing process basically starts with when the vehicle gets plowed in due to the fact that it's blocking the road for the plow, it's going to get towed to clear the hazard and taken to an impound garage. There is a fee per day that'll just keep collecting until the vehicle is removed from the tow yard. There is one saving grace reference to this. If somebody has a disabled vehicle, Bob, and they want to call the police department, they're more than welcome to call the police department, let us know which vehicle is disabled, and we can go ahead and put it on a disabled log. This isn't a get-out-of-jail-free card, per se.
Not by any means.
And this isn't something where you can just call it in all the time, and we'll go ahead and just plow around it, and you'll be just fine. It's one of those things where if you have an extenuating circumstance, you can go ahead and call the police department. We'll put your vehicle on a disabled vehicle log, and it'll buy you a little bit of time.
Sure.
Sure.
But again, we have to stress a little bit of time. You know, obviously, like Tom said, it can't be there, you know, forever. Can't be there indefinitely. And again, 24-hour ordinance really kicks in here, too. You know, if you have a vehicle that for some reason just gets disabled, is not going to move, it really is on you to make sure it's staying off the street and keeping the street clear. Again, the police department's willing to work with you to a point, but just make sure if you call it in that you arrange some way to get a tow truck or mechanic or somebody to get that vehicle off the road so that normal traffic and plows can get through as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So these rules are in place for one simple reason, so that we all follow them and we can have a efficient way to clear our streets and have a little bit better place to live. You know. All right, Bob, one final thing I want to talk about is the snow removal ordinance for the city of Sheboygan. For your sidewalks and pathways to your front door, the city defines it as you are to remove the snow on the sidewalk or pathways within 48 hours after the precipitation ceases. So if it snows for a good 10 hours or a day, you have 48 hours after that snowfall. So it does give you a little bit of leeway. I have to warn you, though, with large snowfalls, you probably don't want to wait too long to pick the snow up due to the fact that the ice just accumulates underneath, and then it's just...
I have definitely learned that the hard way a couple times myself.
Yeah, I learned that the other day. I was out of town for a day, and I came home, and definitely should have hit it up a little bit sooner. But, you know, that happens, and... That's why we give you 48 hours in the city of Sheboygan. But in the event, if you have any ice that is difficult or impossible to remove, you are to sprinkle it with salt, sand, or other chemical ice remover so that it is passable. So just so you guys know the rules, reference snow removal on your properties, okay?
And really with this, too, you don't shovel your snow within 2 days after the last snowfall. You get a ticket from the city. Somebody trips and falls on your sidewalk that you're responsible for, that might jack up your homeowner's insurance.
Sure. Yeah.
And other liabilities too. So obviously for that reason, it's always still in your best interest to just remove the stuff. And
if
you're going to be out of town, you know, remember this comes down on the owner of the house. So if you're going to be out of town, you got to make sure you're calling somebody to do it for you. If you're a landlord, and you have tenants living in an area that you are responsible for as a landlord to shovel, and you either have to have a lease with your tenants if they're going to do it, or you need to have somebody do it for you. Again, and this is keep the city safe and keep it looking good like always. So
absolutely, you know, and this isn't just like a long grass issue. This is something that, you know, is a safety hazard, and there is liability you do have to think about as a homeowner.
Of course.
So, or even as a renter also. And I think that's a very good point, Bob. So this was more of an informational episode today, guys. So we just wanted to kind of get those winter parking rules out to you guys. So remember, park for tomorrow, and alternate side parking. You want to, on the odd days, you're east and south, and on the even days, you're west and north sides of the street, okay? What I'd like to do is just touch again on the resources for any snow emergency. You can check on your local news channels, Channel 95 or Charter Channel 990. Again, WHBL AM. What is it, Bob?
1330.
There we go. All right. And your city's info line, which is 920-459-3460. Or the city's website, www.ci.sheboygan.wi.us. All right, now that we got those resources out to you guys, we'd like to say goodbye, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for your time.